Audio one. You didn't lose yourself, you adapted. Welcome. This is the first of three Choosing You audios. You didn't lose yourself, you adapted. You do not need to reach an answer as you listen. Simply notice what feels relevant to you and leave what does not. This is for the woman who has spent a long time holding everything together. The one who keeps going. The one people rely on. The one who has learned to be capable, reasonable, understanding, patient, useful, and strong. And maybe somewhere along the way, you started to feel less connected to yourself. Not completely gone, just harder to hear, harder to know, harder to trust. You may have described it as losing yourself. Many women do. You may find yourself saying, "I don't know who I am anymore," or "I don't know what I want." Or perhaps you do have a sense of what you want, but you have become used to questioning, dismissing, or talking yourself out of it. You may say, "I think I know what I want, but I keep questioning it. I know something needs to change, but I keep talking myself out of it. I keep noticing the same thing, but I don't trust myself enough to act on it." Perhaps you find yourself thinking, "I used to be different. I feel like something in me has gone quiet." But I want to offer you another way of seeing it. Maybe you didn't lose yourself. Maybe you adapted. You adapted to what was expected, to what kept the peace, to what made it easier for other people. You adapted to the roles you had to play. You adapted to the needs in the room. You adapted to the version of you that other people seemed most comfortable with. And maybe, for a long time, that adaptation has made sense. It may have helped you belong. It may have helped you cope. It may have helped you stay safe. Or it may have helped you avoid conflict, criticism, disappointment, rejection, or even being misunderstood. And so this is not a moment to blame yourself. This is not a moment to look back and think, "Why did I let that happen?" Because adaptation is not weakness. It can be a resourceful or an intelligent response to a situation you were in at that time. It may have had a protective function. It may have also developed without being useful or protective. But there can come a point when the way you adapted begins to cost you more than it supports you. You may notice that you say yes before you have checked whether you mean it. You may notice that you make your needs smaller before anyone else even asks you to. You may notice that you explain things away. You may notice that you call something fine because it's easier than admitting it isn't. And you may notice that you are very good at knowing what everyone else needs, but less sure of what you need. And that can feel confusing. Because from the outside, you may look capable. You may look like you are managing. And you may look like someone who has it all together. But there may be an experience of your own that deserves attention. Something may no longer feel right or fully honest for you. You may be noticing a feeling, a need, or a question that you need answering, that has not had enough room. Or you may simply be recognising that you need time to discover what you think and what you want now. So just take a moment. You do not need to work anything out. You do not need to make a decision. You do not need to change your life today. Just notice. Where have I adapted? Where have I learned to keep the peace? Where have I learned to make myself smaller or easier in ways that no longer feel right for me? Where have I confused coping with being okay? Where have I been calling something just how it is? And as you notice, be gentle. Because the point is not to shame yourself for the ways you adapted. Those responses developed within particular experiences and circumstances. And some may have helped you cope, belong, manage or protect yourself. And others may have formed without being useful or protective. And some may have carried both benefit and cost. And perhaps now you are ready to become more curious about what still fits and what may need reconsidering. Not ready to become someone else, not ready to go back to an old version of yourself, but ready to listen to yourself with greater attention. Ready to ask different questions, not what does everyone need from me, but what am I noticing, feeling, valuing, or beginning to understand? Not how do I keep this comfortable for everyone else, but what do I know now, and what do I still need time to discover? Not what should I want, but what do I want, need, or wish to explore, even if I am not certain of it yet? And if those questions feel hard, there is no single explanation. You may already have a sense of the answer, but be unused to listening to it. You may notice an answer and then question, minimise or override it. Or you may genuinely not know yet and need time for discovery before clearer understanding emerges. So today, let this be enough. There is nothing wrong with you. You are not behind. You are not starting from nothing. You are starting from the truth of where you are now. You did not lose yourself. You adapted. And now you can begin to notice which adaptations still support you and which ones you may now want to reconsider. And this is where including yourself in what comes next can begin. Not with a big decision, not with complete certainty, not with getting everything right, but with one honest moment of attention. One pause before the automatic yes. One pause before you dismiss what you know or rush yourself to know before you are ready. So as this audio comes to a close, ask yourself gently, what have I adapted to? What has it helped me survive, manage, or cope with? And what might be ready to change now? And you don't need the full answer. Just let that question stay with you. And when you are ready, open the reflection page and write what seems most honest from where you are now. Not what sounds impressive, not what makes sense to everyone else. Just include what you know, what you are beginning to sense, and what you genuinely do not know yet. Because this is where discovery can begin. Know yourself, trust yourself, choose for yourself.